Blog Talk Radio.
He is here. Come on, everybody, lift your hands. The presence of the Lord is here. On one accord.
Good evening. Thank you for calling, listeners, with Interceding is What I Do. I am Pastor Priscilla E. McCray with International Prayer Center, and I thank God for each and every one of you for joining us on tonight. Amen. I thank God for you taking out the time and finding it not robbery to hear what thus says the Lord. Tonight we will start out our program, amen, with Interceding. We will have our very own prophetess, Pamela Freeman, amen, to come in and stand in the gap, amen, to cry out into the throne room of our Heavenly Father, to be able to cry out and pray for someone today, amen. I thank God again for each and every one of you for calling in, amen, and I want you just to position yourselves and to rest your mind on what God would have you to do, amen. I want you to just close your eyes and just have someone in your heart, amen, to cry out to God and to rest them out unto the altar of God and for God to be able to do some things in their lives, amen. Intercede for someone else. Stand in the gap for someone else. Cry out to God for someone else, amen. Amen. I just thank God for the woman of God as she begins to position herself to come forth, amen, and just cry out to God in the throne room, amen. Our very own prophetess, Pamela Freeman. God bless you, woman of God. Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for International Prayer Center. I thank God for Pastor Priscilla E. McCray, my pastor, my friend. I thank God for each and every listener that's already not robbing to be on this evening. As we go into the throne room, as the pastor says, keep your heart and mind on those who need prayer, those who are in the transitional stages of their Christendom, of their Christian lifestyle. So as we go into the throne room, be mindful of those things. Most gracious and loving Father, we come before your throne humbly. Father, asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, first of all, we repent of any sin, anything that we may have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight, those things that we know of and those things that we didn't know of. Father, we repent now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come before you, Lord God. Some of us need deliverance, oh God. Some of us need direction, oh God. Some of us, oh God, need a healing in our heart, mind, and spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of us need a bodily healing, God. Some of us just need to hear your voice, God, need to know for ourselves who you are, God. And, Father, we come before you now, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, fill our cup, oh God. Oh God, let the rivers of living waters come flowing from our lips, oh God. Let it be the fruit of our lips that proceed from our mouths, oh God, that we may be able to minister unto our friends, our families, our co-workers, God, even strangers, even those that don't know us, God, that we are able to be a word of encouragement, oh God, that we're able to give someone a word, oh God, that will help them in their spirits, oh God. Oh God, we thank you now for who you are, God. We thank you now for all that you continually do in our hearts and minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for being Lord of lords and King of kings. And there is none like you, God. There is none above you, Father. We thank you now, God, for your omnipotence, Father, for you are an all-powerful God, your omniscience, God, for you see all things and you know all things, Father, for your majesty, God. that you come, oh God, as a small, still voice, oh God, giving us comfort, oh God, giving us edification, God, giving us strength to endure those things, oh God, that we must endure in long suffering to be all that you've called us to be, God. And Father, we thank you now, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you for your restoration power, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the air we breathe, God. You are the very substance of our being, Father. And we can do nothing without you, Father. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Father. We thank you now, God, for your son, Jesus. For if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Father, we thank you now for your anointing, God, on each and every life, God, on the airways, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue to build us up, God. Continue to equip us, oh God, that we may be successful in all the things that you have purposed in our lives, Father. For, Father, you knew us even before we were in our mother's womb. And, Father, we all endeavor to be successful in that those things, oh God, that you have predestinated for us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now, God. Oh, Father, we give it all unto you, Father, for we know the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. We thank you now, God, for your word. Your word shall not go out and return void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. We thank you now, God. Oh, God, you are holy God. You are a righteous God. Oh, God, you are the God of our salvation, oh, Father. And, Father, we thank you now. We give you all praise, God, for you are deserving of it. We give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we love you, oh, God. With the fruit of our lips, we praise you. We worship and adore you, Father. Oh, God, and in this, Lord God, we'll be so careful to give you all praise. We'll give you all the honor, God. We'll give you all the glory, for you alone deserves all the glory. Oh, God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all the saints say amen, amen, and amen. We will now turn our service back over into the hands of woman of God, Pastor Priscilla E. McCray. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, amen, amen, amen. We will be coming to you this evening from Job, our second chapter, amen. I thank you again for chiming in and hearing what thus says the Lord, amen. Continuing to position yourselves to be able to stand and intercede for someone else, amen. I thank God for the woman of God that brought us, amen, into the throne room on this very hour, this last hour, the 11th hour, giving honor to Christ who is head of our life. I give honor to our overseer, Apostle Rush, amen, in his respective places. I give honor to everyone that is a part of our prayer line. Amen. I give honor to our sisters that are from far in our ministry. Amen. Our very own Minister Hall. Amen. God bless her wherever she may be in her endeavors. I give praise and honor to our evangelist Pratt, our Minister Hill. Amen. For each and every one, I find it my robbery. Amen. If I've overlooked you, just take it for love. But I thank God for each and every one of you on this night. I'm going to be coming from you from, again, 2 Job. Our key verse will be in the second verse, but I will start from the first. Another day that the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. He still maintains his integrity through his insight me against him to ruin him without any reason." And Satan replies, "Skin from skin. A man will give his all for his own life, but stretches out his hand and strikes his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face.
And the Lord said to Satan, very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with pains and sores from the sole of his head to the top of his head, from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. And then Job took a piece of the broken powder and scraped himself with it and sat amongst the ashes. I have read from you from the verse 1 through 8. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader. Amen. And as well as the listeners. But where I'm coming from to you today is Job is an awesome illustrator of our lives. Amen. He is first and foremost a faithful servant unto our Father. So a lot of us that have taken on the challenge to do what our Father would have us to do, amen, we are demonstrating the life of Job. And I want you to keep in mind that our subject on this evening is things are coming loose. When Job was in his livelihood, amen, he started receiving a lot of blessings unto God. And he was receiving these things not because of the glory that he had been giving God, but because he was a good man. And when I began reading Job, I found that a lot of things that lies in Job's life, I could relate to. And I started asking the question, can Satan persuade God to change his plan? And at first God said he did not want Job harmed physically, but then he decided to allow it. Satan was unable to persuade God to go against his character. God is completely and eternally good. But God was willing to go along with Satan's plan because God knew the eventual outcome. Amen? He knew his beginning and his end for Job's life. God could not be fooled by Satan. Mm-hmm. But Job's suffering was a test. Sometimes things that are going on in our lives, we tend to ask ourselves, why are these things happening to me? I offer my tithes. I offer myself as a living sacrifice. I live upright. I give the things that are due to God. Amen. I'm living in the world, and I don't cause conflict. So why am I experiencing such a thing? But Job's suffering was a test for Job. But Satan and us, at times we can't realize why God would allow such a thing. But then it came back to me that Satan said, skin for skin. This was a comment that he responded as our Heavenly Father. So when our Heavenly Father began allowing Satan to stand and commit these things against Job, Job started responding by losing his family, and Satan still held on to his opinion that Job would faithfully and soon start to curse God. But Job didn't do that. Satan believed that Job was willing to accept the loss of his family and his property and all of the things, all of the safety that God had created him, but Satan's next step after he took away all these things is to afflict Job physically. It's been times when you sit down at the edge of your bed and say, I have an affliction that come upon me, and I don't know where it came from. I don't know how I receive these things that are going on the inside of the flesh, but I'm going to serve God anyway. Somebody understands what I'm talking about at this very moment. Satan believed that Job would eventually start to curse God once he allowed this physical affliction to come upon Job's body. But of course, Job proved him wrong. And again, Satan had to seek the permission of God to inflict this pain upon Job, because remember that God had said to him that you could not physically harm him. So he sought our Father, and he got the permission.
Mm-hmm.
But God said there was a limit to what he was going to allow Satan to do. In this case, he did not allow Satan to destroy Job. Why was Job allowed to go through these things? Because God had singled him out and said that he is a faithful man unto me, that he has much to lose and little to gain. But I understand that all these things that are going on, amen, will not cause this man of God to go against the will of God. See, we have to remember that God knew us when we were yet in the womb. But and I'm also reminded of what Job said. He said, naked I came and naked I will go.
Amen.
He said it was the Lord that blessed and the Lord can take it away. Amen?
Amen.
Why was Job's wife spared when the rest of his family was killed? Is it possible that his very presence caused Job even more suffering? Because when a man looks at his wife, he's looking sometimes for approval. For us as women of God, amen, we are the helpmeet of the men of God, amen? So he's looking to his wife for that security, amen, for the reassurance. But instead, she said, curse God and die.
My Lord.
Sometimes we're looking to our families for that reassurance. Sometimes we're looking for our spouses for the reassurance. But we're not getting what we need from the men and women of God, amen?
My Lord.
So it comes to a point where we have to isolate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my favorite phrase is, for God I live and for God I'll die.
Mm.
You will be tested in some things. God will allow some things to come against you to see where you are in him. Amen?
Amen.
My Jesus.
Amen.
Many people think that believing in God protects them from their troubles. So when calamity begins to come against them, now, if I can be just frank with you, when the troubles start to happen, when things start to go against you, that you feel like, well, what's going on? Then they question God's goodness and his justice, amen? Why, if I'm a child of God, are you allowing these things to come against me, Lord?
My Lord.
But it's up to us as the leaders, amen, to be able to demonstrate these things unto God's people, that just because you are a servant and a child of God don't mean that you will not face things that are going on around us, amen. What God is looking for is when these things begin to come loose, amen, how will we respond to them? Will we turn from God and curse God, or will we serve him in spite of?
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said that my grace and my mercy, amen, it is sufficient.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So when we're receiving the things that are coming against us, are we going to curse him or are we going to serve him when the things start to come loose? Come on. But the message of Job that you should not, the message from Job is that you should not give up on God, because he always allows you to have some bad experiences. There's some testing going on when things are coming loose.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in God does not guarantee a personal prosperity. Some of us get it twisted, amen, that if I have faith in God that, you know, I'm going to live in a mansion, uh-huh, I'm going to be financially wealthy, I'm going to have my spiritual growth outgrow anything and anybody, anything that someone else can imagine. But you have to understand that God does not operate on our time. He operates on his time, because certain things that we are desiring of God to provide for us, amen, he doesn't see fit for us to have it. So you would still need to be in the perfect will of God and serve God in spite of the things around you coming loose, uh-huh, in spite of your loved ones forsaking you, in spite of your Christian family going against you, if I can be more frank, in spite of the church hurt, uh-huh. You have to understand that when things are starting to come loose, you still have to serve God, because it's God that provides our everything. He is our everything. He stated it in his word that he is our beginning and our end, our Alpha and our Omega. And you have to find yourself being in a permissive will, regardless of the things that you're losing in life, regardless if your home is in foreclosure, regardless if your spouse has walked out on you, regardless if your children are turning away from God, regardless if your leaders in your church are saying the things that make you feel good, regardless if you start losing out financially, if you've lost your job, if the people that you felt are supposed to be on your side are not on your side, regardless of those that you've built trust in start to fail you, these are the things that begin to come loose in our lives. So regardless of the things that are coming loose, you have to be able to praise God. Job found himself in a permissive way of giving God praise and honor because he understood that it was God that gave it and God can take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Find yourself understanding these things, and we can be better when these situations begin to confront us. We can handle them better. We can advise our sisters and our brothers a little bit better when these things start to come against us. Amen? My Jesus. If this was so, then people will believe in God simply to get rich.
Jesus.
See, God is capable of rescuing us from any type of suffering.
Yes.
But a lot of us get it twisted, if I can be frank. A lot of us want to run to God if we feel that we can be, if we can just be filled with the things of the world, if we can be a little bit more richer, if we can just experience some things a little bit more better, if I can just get things a little more easier, then I'll turn myself to Christ. I've heard a lot of folk that say, I am a Christian, say, but God, if you do this for me, I can do this for you. How could you ever find yourself in a situation to bargain with God? See, Satan tried to bargain with God where he was able to deal on Job's life. But see, God had already knew the outcome of Job's life, amen? But he allowed Satan to go into some things, just like he wanted the people of Israel to see, amen? When they were escaping, amen, the hands of the Pharisees, when Moses was leading the people. But when they got to the edge of the Red Sea, he didn't want them, he didn't want Moses to part the sea. See, he's able to do a lot of things, to be able to free us, all right? But he needs sometimes for us to see the wonders, the signs and the wonders. So he waited
thank you, Lord,
for everyone to gather right there at the bank, He wanted to make sure that you see what I can do. So he had Moses to stretch out that staff and part the sea, because some of these folk were able to turn around and say, I'd rather go ahead and just deal with the hands of the enemy to be drowned out and be dead.
My Lord.
But before God would allow you to turn back to the hands of the enemy, he would allow you to see the signs and the wonders of the things that he can do.
Thank you, Lord.
He allowed Moses to stretch out and part the Red Sea and allow his people to be free.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because he wanted to show the enemy that he still has power and rule and reign over all. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There are some things that are starting to come loose. When I go back and I start searching into my scripture and going over my notes, I said that the word of God is replete with the instance that falls into each category. Now, our subject, it tells us how to and how not to deal with the failures and frustration. What are you trying to say to us, teacher? When you're dealing with the failures and frustrations, we say that we are men and women of God, but yet we find ourselves turning away from God at this time.
My Lord.
I experienced these things firsthand in my family, amen, that when things are coming against them, they find themselves in a depression type. type of mood. Instead of worshiping and praising God and getting more in depth and more personal with our Savior, they find themselves turning away from God.
Mm, my Lord.
They'll tell you, I'm not leaving God, but if you're not worshiping him in spite of,
my Lord, help us.
You are already allowing the enemy to come in. My saints, my brothers, my sisters, at this time, this is an important hour that we're dealing with. We cannot allow to sit back and allow the enemy any room to get in. These things will come against us, but it's up to us to bind it up. There is power in prayer. I find myself, I utilize these tools that the world has set out. See, a lot of people don't realize we got text messages. We're texting each other so much that we're texting and we're making accidents. We're causing other people to lose their lives. But what I've decided to do is utilize the tools of this world for my good.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy has set out, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got text messages, we have Blog Talk Radio, these things that have been designed to set us up, God has designed it to be able to turn it around for our good. So when I'm feeling some trouble coming on, call somebody, I'm reaching out to the face of God. I need somebody to help fill in the gap with me. Not that I'm not praying for myself, but there is strength in them, If you find yourself, I just heard a preacher the other day saying that if you're going to church, and if it's just you, you can worship the Father all by yourself. Somebody said, I don't have to go to church to serve God. You're absolutely right. But can you imagine how you can tear down a house when you and two or three other get together?
My Lord.
He said that when two or three are gathered together,
Lord.
According for his name's sake, that he will be in the midst.
Thank you, Lord.
So that's a guarantee. God has put a seal of approval on that. So reach out and have somebody pray for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even when you look further into the scripture of chapter 2, Job had three of his friends that came in and sat beside him. They sat there, amen, and they waited. Normally, when you have someone that's feeling some type of depression going on, and we've been taught that if someone is having a heartfelt situation, don't speak until they speak to you. Sometimes when we go into the presence of our friends that are moaning or our family loved ones that are mourning some things, we tend to want to give them advice. Don't you understand that when you're giving advice, sometimes it's not what needs to be said? Now, let me explain something. It goes back to my text. Why did the friends arrive and then sit quietly? When I did my research concerning this, according to the Jewish tradition, people who come to comfort someone in mourning should not speak until the mourner speaks. Often, this responded to the other person's suffering in silence.
My Lord.
When Job's friends arrived on their scene, the friends had realized that his pain was deeper than them speaking and giving just mere words could do anything for him at this time. Now, if only they had continued to sit quietly, but sometimes we just don't know how to just be still at times. Often we feel that we must say something spiritual or insightful to the hurting person. Perhaps what he or she needed most is just for us to sit and be still.
Amen.
Sometimes somebody just needs to know that you're there.
Yes. Amen.
Sometimes they need to understand that you're around them. They just need to know that the empathy and the compassion that you have for them is there. So can you pray for them? Yes. Do you need to know the situation that they are enduring? No. The friends that came around Job realized and they looked upon him. See, I'm getting ready to touch on some toes right now, saints. So embrace yourself and hold on, amen? when those friends came into Job's presence and they seen that he had lost his family, when they seen that all of the blessings that he had been brought into were gone, when they saw that the cattle was gone, when they saw that the land was gone, when they looked at his body and saw that he had been stricken physically, they just knew that something he had done against God for God to allow such a thing.
My Lord. Jesus.
Saints of God, we need to understand that sometimes you don't have to do a thing for God to be able to put you in a test. There are some things in our lives that begin to come loose, but God wants to see what our response is going to be according to who we say we are. Now, you cannot, when you receive a situation, you cannot lie that situation back together again. It doesn't work. Abraham discovered that calling his wife, his sister, only furthered the complications in the matter. I need somebody to go back to the word and do a little history on it. Saul found that disobedience was not the answer. And David found that murder was not the solution. Somebody been doing some homework on this day. Jeremiah thought that denying his cause would solve all his problems. The fire was shut up in his bones proved him to be wrong. We're looking for things that should be held together. Now, when things look as though they were coming apart, even Judas betrayed our Lord and Peter denied him.
My Lord.
Jesus. When the crowd was ready to turn back, that had already left Egypt, they were ready to fall back into the hands of Pharaoh, But again, God said, I wanted you to stand here and be able to see my signs and my wonders. Because if he did it before they got there, they wouldn't be able to appreciate some things. See, when God allows some things to come against you and he begins to deliver you from them, you're able to give God some glory. Come on, somebody. Joshua found that in spite of the miraculous works in the Red Sea, that many were still bound before this strange idol. Religiously, the people were still in bondage. My God. This right here was strange to this leader, and he found himself knowing that things are starting to come loose. He could have solved his own personal problems and joined the crowd, but his popularity would never have been in jeopardy if he had honored the gods of Egypt. But see, Joshua had to go against the grain. Some of us have to go against the grain. Some of us have to put ourselves in the harm's way to defend God's honor. God is sitting back and he's looking at the things that we're demonstrating in our lives, saints. He is not pleased with a lot of things that we're doing. God is sitting back and he's wondering, if I allow Satan to come in and do some things to this man or to this woman who claim that they are men and women of God, how would they handle this? I'm believing them when they say out of their mouth, because I understand I am the creator, and I stated that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So when they say that they are men and women of God, should I allow them to be tested like Job was? But then you think about it. He knows the very hairs on our head, and he knows every crack on the heel of our feet. So if he allows Satan to step in and test us, he already knows whether we will pass or we will fail.
Amen.
My Jesus. Now, Job teaches us that a change for the better is sure to come. We then learn to have patience in the face of our perils. Through his grief, it was some problems, but in spite of it all, Job still had time for God. He said that I will wait until my change come.
Oh, thank you.
He wasn't acting hasty against anything. See, we want things done right now. We want that microwave type of deliverance. But then he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall have renewed their strength. But how many of you are willing to wait on God to do some things for you? How many of you are willing to allow yourselves to go through some things? How many of you are willing to lose some things?
Talk about it.
When we lose our jobs, we find that even those people, let me find the right word for those people that just don't believe in God, those people that believe that God does not exist, those people that believe that God is not a part of this atmosphere, those people that say God is not real, but whenever they're faced with troubles, the first thing you hear them utter from their mouths is, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Come on now.
Yeah. The word says that before the end of time, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, come on somebody,
amen.
Somebody knows their word and somebody understands exactly where I'm coming from. When things are coming loose in your life, do not be despaired. Do not turn from God. Know that he is carrying you through your situation.
Amen.
Know that he is delivering you. Know that he's equipping you. Know that he is building you up in your most holiest faith. Know that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, he has stated in his word, if you have faith, you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. But if I believe in this God that I serve, if I believe no matter what I'm going through, if I believe no matter how it feels like, if I can have the faith that Job had, that I know that I know that I know that I know that I'll be delivered in spite of.
Thank you, Lord.
Even when things are coming loose,
thank you, Jesus.
God is the one that was able to tie it all together.
Thank you, Lord.
Rest not to your own understanding, but that of God.
Thank you, Lord.
My father said that he will supply all my needs.
Yes, thank you.
All of my needs.
Thank you, Lord.
So when I'm losing out financially,
Jesus.
And I hear so many cry out and say, well, the economy is bad, the devil is defeated.
Come on,
my father said that the meek shall inherit the earth, and I'm claiming everything that my father has for me. I may not see it, I may not feel it, but you better know something. I may not see my father, I may not feel him, but I know his anointing is on me. I know that his riches and glory, amen, that are beside me. I know that the things of the earth, amen, that my father is carrying me through it. When the afflictions are coming across my flesh like they did Job, when he begins to blur all the sores upon me, when Satan begins to remove the hair from my body and move the skin off of my flesh, I know that God still has me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There is nothing too hard for God.
Thank you, Lord.
When things begin to turn loose, make sure you don't turn from God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Make sure you stay right there where God would have you to be. Go through and weather the storms. Why? Because when you're going through, you're able to allow God to get the glory. Someone can look upon you and say, that's a man or a woman of God.
Come on now. Jesus.
Get with your leaders and understand what warfare is. Find out those scriptures that you need in order to come back and get the devil off your back, and you're able to turn and say, get ye behind me.
Come on now. Amen. Amen.
You see, sometimes you may not even have to say a word. If you just find yourself at work and you know that everyone around you, they're battling against you and they're saying things that are not right and it's not fair, you just get a song in your heart. You don't have to say a word, just hum. He inhabits praises. When you're praising God, when you're going through some things, amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
If you can just be like Job and praise God through your situation, and know that he's gonna come in and deliver you from. What we need to understand is there is an intercessor that sits at the right-hand side of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And even in our turmoil, he's still sitting there and he's still defending us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, you need to understand that there's a prosecutor in the courtroom and there's a defender in the courtroom. See, the prosecutor will make sure that God knows all your faults so that you won't get in the gates of heaven. But the defender that sits at the right-hand side will stand in the gap and say, but they're saved now. But they realize that through me that they can enter the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
But wait now, it don't just stop there. You better make sure that Christ is able to stand there and defend you and say they're just demonstrating all the fruits of the Spirit. You better make sure that Christ is standing there and stating that everything that they say that they're going through, that they went through with God on their mind, with God in their hearts, with the Holy Spirit guiding them.
Thank you, Lord.
You're not to turn. He said that we're to be angry. But, my Lord, the charge is that we are to love each other as Christ so loved the church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ said that I am married to the backslider. If you are so full of righteousness, there's no need for him to deal with you.
Thank you.
Huh? So he needs those that have committed sins. We were born into a sinful world.
Jesus.
There are times when our sisters and our brothers are going through some things and we find ourselves in a situation of judging them and telling them, you shouldn't do this because you're going straight to hell. You can tell them that. You can tell them, listen, I know that that's not of God. I know that Christ didn't do this. We are to do what Christ has done. Sometimes we find ourselves not doing these things. And then when the things of the world start coming loose, we're ready to sit down and say, but because I'm a Christian, why are they happening?
My Lord. My Lord.
We need to find ourselves always giving God the glory. We need to find ourselves that when somebody else of the world actually lays their eyes on us, they have a certain respect for us. And it's not for the man itself. It's for God to get the glory. It's the God on the inside that they see on the outside.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Some of us are overwhelmed and we're overtaken because people of the world, they don't study their word, they don't study their Bible, they don't go to church, they don't do the things that God would have them to do, they don't unite with other saints. But you know what? Come Friday night, come happy hour, I'm jamming in the club, amen? But as soon as I lose my job, or as soon as I have an accident on I-95, I fall to my knees and pray to God that my loved ones are not taken from me at that moment. You need to be falling on your knees.
My Lord, honoring God.
It's to God that gets the glory. But see, like I said, when we walk and they see it, it's such a badge of honor.
Thank the Lord.
A badge of honor to walk around that in spite of the things in my life, I'm talking about Pastor McCray now. I'm not talking about the others that are listening right now. I'm talking about Pastor McCray right now. See, some of us need to put ourselves on the outside, We need to lay it all out. I'm not talking about what Pastor McCray feels like. I'm not talking about what Pastor McCray is going through. I'm not talking about what Pastor McCray looks like. Come on, somebody.
My Lord.
But when they see me, they don't understand that things are coming loose. Why don't they understand it, Pastor? Because I'm not giving it none of my time. I'm still giving God the glory. I'm still doing the works of my Father. I'm still moving all like he told me to. I'm still preaching his gospel like he charged me to. I'm still going to and fro, just like Satan did. But instead of causing harm to his people, I'm trying to bring them in. Amen.
My Lord.
But in order for me to bring them in, they need to see my lifestyle.
Jesus.
They need to know that I'm not allowing the things around me that are coming loose to stop me from moving for my Father.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
See, saints, I need you to understand that this is just not a preaching moment. This is a teaching moment. This is a time for you to understand that when your loved ones are in the hospital, don't run from God, run to him.
Thank
This is a time to understand that when you're losing your jobs or your financial situations are going wrong or your bank account is in the red, don't run from God, run to him. Don't charge him for what the things are going on because you may be making a mistake of your life.
My Lord.
I'm proud to say that my life demonstrates that of Job. I'm in the middle of a process where I'm losing some things, but that's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
My statement right now, but God.
Amen.
He will supply all my needs.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Even when I'm going through.
Yes, Lord.
Even when I'm losing out. I know that I have the victory because I have God on the inside.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I need some of you to realize that you need to have God on the inside. So if you have God on the inside of the altar of your heart, that's all that the people will see. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Those people that used to swear around you, but they find themselves saying, shush, shush, here comes sister so-and-so, and here comes brother so-and-so. Be honored because they see the God in you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Some of us find it to be embarrassing to go back to our old friends and tell them what thus says the Lord. But you have a charge on your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when things start to fall apart and things are not going well around you, those things are how the world are coming loose, we tend to be able to curse God or either turn from him.
My Lord.
But Job said it best. God giveth, the Lord giveth, and the Lord can take it away. Why? Because none of this belongs to us to begin with.
Amen. Believe in the name of the Lord.
When you have to look at your life, I'm getting ready to do some things to somebody's personal life right now.
Go ahead.
When you have to look at your life and say, you know what? I can't deal with bruh so-and-so anymore. I can't let sister so-and-so anymore come into my life. I can't let this family member that I've been dealing with stop me from doing what thus says the Lord. There are some people that you got to shed loose also.
My Lord.
Now, I didn't say you are not charged to love them in spite of. Some people you just got to love the hell right up out of them. Come on, somebody.
Speak.
You have to learn to position yourself that regardless of what they say about you, regardless of how they make you feel, you still have to do what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
But make sure you find yourself loving on them instead of hating on them.
Amen.
When you're influencing someone's life to a positive rim, make sure that something else is not on the counter corner. You can move those people right up out of your life, you know. God didn't say you have to be in the presence of your enemy. He just said, you know, you need to learn how to pray for your enemy. Those that spitefully use you. Come on, somebody. Those that spitefully go against you. Those that go against the will of God, Jesus. Sometimes we want to comfort each other, like Job's three friends did, and they tried to convince him that he was doing something wrong. He must have sinned something horrible in order for God to allow these things to come against him. You better be able to position yourself and protect yourself because even your friends will steer you wrong.
My Lord.
Sometimes you don't have to be reaping. They'll tell you quick, you're reaping what you sow.
My Lord.
The devil is defeated. Sometimes God will allow you to be tested just to see where you are.
Oh, come on now.
And it's a wake-up call when you realize you're not doing what thus says the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not
trusting.
My God, we are to trust him in season and out of season, standing in the gap for somebody else. You don't have to sit there and judge them and tell them why they're going through a thing. You just need to encourage them and strengthen them with the Lord's help. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
A perfect lifestyle, Job demonstrated. But my Lord, God did not allow Satan to take his life.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the victory in this. God did not allow Job to be completely destroyed by it. But because he was tested, and he passed the test, God restored everything. Don't you know when you begin to go through something, God will give back everything that the enemy has taken from you? Don't you know if you just stay right there, sometimes we are ready to throw in the towel, amen, and give up on God, amen, right before our breakthrough, amen, right before God steps into a thing, and build that hedge of protection around us. Right before God is allowed to deliver us, we end up turning away from God. But I dare you right now to stay right where you are, in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of the things that you are going through. Stay right there, just like Job did. Stay right there and get the rewards of God, just like Job did. Allow God to restore some things unto you.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like I always say, the enemy thought he had me, but I got away.
Amen.
Somebody ought to be singing and hymning that song right now. The enemy thought he had me, but I got away.
Job
got away, saints.
Thank the Lord.
I need you to get away. I need you to be able to break away.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you to be servants of God. When things are coming loose around you, fret not. Fret not. My father said it in his word. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus. He said it if I am going to save you. And his word said it, my Lord. My word will not return void unto me, but it will accomplish that what it was sent to do.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord. When things begin to fall apart, my saints, we are in an hour.
Jesus.
We are in a desperate hour. I am pleading to you. And I only plead to you at this time, saints, because I feel your pain. I can't tell you about a thing that I'm not going through myself. But when we're in this hour, when we are feeling the wrath, when we're dealing with these things, fret not, says God. My Lord. When you think I have gone through and I can't take no more, I yield, I yield.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Run to him. I need you to run to God like when we were kids and we ran out to that ice cream truck because that was the best thing popping in the neighborhood. You need to run to God like it's the best thing popping.
Jesus.
My Jesus. You need to be fed, amen. There are some things that are going on in this world, amen, but if you're empty on the inside, you will soon faint. But if you're fed the word of God, if you have something on the inside that you're able to battle those things on the outside, amen, you're able to stand up. You have muscles all over your body, just like Hercules. I stand up right now because even in the midst of the flesh being weak, my spirit man is a strong man. My spirit man begins to rise up, amen. My spirit man begins to tackle some things, Just because David was a small man, doesn't mean he's not able to tear down the giants, Anything that comes before him, God had already strengthened him. He had already strategized him to be able to fight the things of the world. You better allow yourself to be able to stand up and be the warrior that God has pulled you out to be. When the things of the world are coming against you, you better know how to sing praises unto God. You better feed yourself this word, You better find yourself in the presence of God at all times.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My Lord. God gets the glory with all that we do. Why? Because he is our source. He is our provider.
Yeah.
You know, it was not some time ago where I closed my eyes and I was crying out to a sister, but we all fall short and we all have to be reminded. And I said, you know, I'm dealing with this and the battle, and I'm going through this and this battle, and the warfare is this. And you know, I looked at it and I said it was all carnal. Because my sister said, you know, Pastor, I need you to be reminded of, you're talking about the resources and not your sources. So I thank God on this day that I recognize my source.
Thank you.
And my source is what provides my resource. And when my resources are upon me and they're blessing me, I understand that tests and trials and tribulations will come. But instead of the things that are falling apart and coming loose around me, I plan to hold on to that third cord, the cord that God provided me. I plan to wrap myself up into his garments. I plan to feed myself his word. I plan to equip myself, on every occasion that he calls me. I plan on teaching his word. When man said no, God says yes. These are the things that God are looking for in faithful Christian folk and people that are designed, right after his own image. God wants to know that you would seek out his face. God wants to know that things are falling apart around you, that you will continue to praise his name. God wants to know that you know that whenever a man comes up to you, that you can give them an encouraging word and tell them about a man.
Thank you, Jesus.
I remember preaching and telling them that there is this nobody that came back to tell somebody about a man that saved everybody.
Thank the Lord.
Some of us need to find ourselves again in the will of God. We find ourselves too many times talking against what God is doing. We find ourselves at times that when God is equipping a sister or a brother, we're saying things that will go against God. Amen?
Amen.
We're not finding ourselves upholding and supporting what thus says the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We're finding ourselves battling against what God has said.
Jesus.
There's a warning that comes against that, my sisters and my brothers. Be careful when you're planting seeds on fertile ground. What is fertile ground, sister? Men and women of God. Men and women that are serving God in an honest way. Men and women that are going out and doing whatever it is, thus says the Lord. That is what's happening right now with our people. We are not doing what God is saying for us to do. We are not living how God would have us to live. But I want you to know that regardless of what's going on around you, that you are to serve God in spite of, that you are to hold on to his unchanging hand. I need you to continue to stay in the will of God. I need you to continue to serve him with everything that you have. I need you to continue to love on God. I need you to continue to worship God. I need you to continue to teach his gospel. I need you to continue to encourage your fallen brothers and sisters. Stay in the permissive will of God. I don't mean to just get so passionate and so excited about it, but somebody needs a deliverance today. Jesus, I need you to know that this is a perfect life that we are to demonstrate. Job lost it all. Pastor McCray lost it all. But in spite of those infirmities,
in spite of those things that come against them, in spite of these things that I have to deal with, in spite of my children skipping school or not making good grades, in spite of these things that are of the world, in spite of me losing my husband and my wife, in spite of me losing my loved ones, in spite of me losing my job and my finances, in spite of my spiritual leaders not doing or saying what I think they should be saying, in spite of anything that goes against, in spite of all the things that are coming loose around you, I'm going to serve God with all my heart. I want you to challenge yourself. My sisters and my brothers, those that are receiving this blog talk, as you receive this text, pass this text on to someone else. Someone else may not have a church home. Someone else might not have spiritual guidance in their lives. Be that spiritual guidance for them. Break open your Bible. Equip yourself. Don't turn from God. Turn to Him. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the word that He's saying. Trust in everything that God is doing right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, I just feel the passion and the need. I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding this line tonight. Thank you, God, for stepping in. Amen. For decreasing me so that you may be increased, Lord. I thank you at this moment, Lord God. Lord, I know that there is none like you. Father, I know that no one is able to do it like you can. Lord, I know that no one is able to provide for me like you can. But, Lord, I know that if you decide not to do it at this time, that it's not in your will, God, because you're able to do it exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can imagine, God. Lord, so at this time, I just like to stand in the gap right now, Father, and go into the throne room, Lord God. I just like to say, just begin to move, Lord God, on behalf of your people right now, Father God. Lord, I come before you telling you I thank you for the power that you've given me, God, in order to break down strongholds, blockades, and barriers, God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for you allowing me to stand in the gap for your people, God. Lord, I tell you thank you right now for breaking up the yokes, God. Thank you for binding up the hand of the enemy, God. All the assignments and principalities that go against your will, God. Thank you for destroying it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing your people, Lord God, to come into your presence, God, and be fed your perfect will, God. Thank you for allowing their hearts to be opened up, Lord God, that you can rest, rule, and abide in the altar of their heart, God. Thank you for allowing your people before us to come forth, Lord God, and break it down for us, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, all the pastors and ministers and the elders and the apostles right now, God, for teaching and preaching your word, God. Lord, I tell you, thank you right now, Lord God, for them finding in that robbery, God, to stand in the gap for somebody else. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for all of the union that you're providing, God, all the men and women that are going forth, Lord God. You said it in your word that if you cannot use them, that you will raise up a remnant of people, Lord God. And we are claiming the charge on our lives, God. We promise you, Lord God, to continue to do your will, Father God, to stand in the gap for somebody else, Lord God. Lord, we plead the blood of God over those that don't believe in you, Lord God, because your word said it, God, that, Lord God, that every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess, Lord God. And I want when they receive the Holy Spirit, Lord God, when they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost to come upon their life, that they scream out, God, I heal, and Lord God, that they will not do the perfect submissive will of Satan anymore, God. Lord, we're claiming deliverance over their lives, God. We're claiming for you to come into their lives, God, and make a perfect change, God, a perfect world, Lord God. You said it in your word, Lord God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, Lord God. Lord, you said it that we are more than conquerors, Father God. But you also said in your word, God, that vengeance is not mine, but it is yours, God. So we're claiming it right now, Lord. We know that you're in the midst and you're fighting the battles for us, God. We know that with our sisters and our brothers are outside on the corner, God, selling their souls unto Satan, God, and doing things that are not like you, Father God. We're asking, Lord God, that you have mercy on them, Jesus. Lord, I give my children back to you, Father God. I give my stepchildren to you, Lord God. I give all the children of this world unto you, God, that you may honor their first house, Lord God, and they may be ordained, Lord God, by your perfect will, God. Lord, I tell you, thank you right now, Lord God, for doing it. Lord, I tell you, thank you, Lord God, for moving over my family, Lord God. I bind up generational curse from generational curse down to generational curse, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come across my people, God. Lord, I tell you, thank you right now for moving through the church house, God. I thank you right now, God, for moving the church out right now, God. I thank you for pleading the blood over our lives, God, and washing us as white as snow, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody needs deliverance from you, God. Somebody needs a healing from you, Lord God. Somebody is sick in the hospital, God. You said it in your word in Isaiah 53, God, that according to your stripes, we are healed, God, and we are claiming victory, Lord God, in our situations, God. When things are coming loose, Lord God, we are claiming, Lord God, that you are the glue that holds us together, God. You are the things that strengthen us, God. You are the thing that stands, Lord God. You are the thing that mends, Lord God. You are the thing that stands right now, Jesus. Right now, Lord, we're claiming it in the name of Jesus that your perfect will be done, that nothing will come against your people, Lord God, until we come again, Lord God, in your perfect way, Lord God, in your perfect will, Lord God. Let sins, Lord God, that we have done to you, God. Lord, we repent them unto you now, God. Forgive us for the sins that are known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Begin to deliver us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are able to do it, Lord God, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine, God. Lord, I tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the ministry. Thank you, Lord God, for International Prayer Center. Thank you, Lord God, for Divine Community Services, God. Thank you, Lord God, for Kids in Motion, God. Thank you, Lord God, for our apostle, our overseer, God. Thank you for the Women's Pastors Alliance, Lord God. Thank you right now for African American Council Christian Clergy, God. Thank you for the men and women of God that are stretching out themselves to do your will, God. Lord, have mercy on them right now, God, because you know that they're in a battle, God, but only you will get the victory, Lord God. Cover your soldiers, God. Give them a helmet of peace, a breastplate of righteousness, Lord God, a helmet of salvation, feet clothed with righteousness, God, a sword of salvation, Lord God. We tell you right now, the sword of the Spirit, God. We tell you, thank you, God, for equipping your soldiers, God, for being able to prepare us, Lord God, for this battle that you have before us, God. We tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for moving like you never moved before. Thank you for raising up a new remnant, God. Thank you for using us right now, God. Lord, let someone be delivered and saved and come to your word, God. Let someone seek out who is Pastor McCray, God, who is teaching and preaching this gospel, Lord, the same way they did your faithful son, God. They ran to and fro looking for the man of God. Let them come to be taught the gospel of you, God. Let them come and seek your face, God. You said in Matthew 28 that we are to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You said in your word, God, that if we are calling out the name of Jesus, that there is power in that name, and we are claiming it does, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I get it, my sire. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Find yourself that when things are coming or loose,
Don't run from God. Run to him. Let God be your ruler and your reign. Turn away from your wickedness. Turn away from the things of the world. Turn away from your situations and your problems. Fall to your knees, find your quiet place, and fall in love with Jesus. Men and women of God, you find yourselves when you're with your spouses, amen, and they hold you a certain way and they make you feel a certain way. Don't you know that Jesus would do just that for you? He will find you in your situations and rock you to sleep when the things are coming loose. Fall in love with Jesus, amen. That's my final say-so for you tonight. I thank each and every one of you tonight for joining me, amen, for joining International Prayer Center as we move forth, amen, in God. I thank you right now. If you are a part of Facebook, forward this message on to your family members. Forward this message on to the members of your church home, amen. Tell them what thus says the Lord. Find it not robbery to spread the gospel instead of hindering it. Amen. I love each and every one of you from all of your respective places of calling in and listening to the gospel of God. Amen. I thank you. And until we meet again, amen, at this time on this station with interceding is what I do. I am Pastor Priscilla E. McCray of International Prayer Center. We will meet again next week at this time on Interceding is What I Do with blogtalkradio.com/IPCI. Tell somebody to tell somebody about the saints coming together, about the marvelous man of God. Until we meet again, my saints, my sisters, and my brothers, don't allow things in your life to come loose. Give them to God and let him turn them back. Amen.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands.
As we part from our presence, but not God, keep God in your heart. I love you. God bless. Good night.